Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for this Sunday, September 22nd. This is from the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Hear this from Amos chapter 8, verses 4 to 7. Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. When will the new moon be over you, as that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? We will diminish the ephah and add to the shekel and fix our scales for cheating. We will buy the lowly for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. Even the refuse of the wheat we will sell. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. Brothers and sisters, that's really quite a statement. Never will I forget a thing they have done. Brothers and sisters, if there's anything in your life right now, especially in the area of money or work, is there anything in your life, Lord, that you need to repent for? Is there anything that you need to give an accounting for? Did just a few little things, though they were so little, nobody pay attention to them, but the little things grow to the great things. So you want to ask yourself, am I so work-oriented that I want to work all the time and I don't want to give God the days and the times that are His? What am I doing to myself? He who is my Creator and my Savior. And, you know, you could laugh and say, oh, well, you don't know the business world as I know it. Well, is that business world under the lordship of Jesus? Or is it under the desires of men? Brothers and sisters, we want to be in a position of doing good. Sometimes we need to work in a somewhat difficult situation, but work toward changing it. It might take a year or two, but really work toward it. And if it doesn't work, leave it. Leave it. And you could say, oh my gosh, I've wanted this job all my life. But is cheating worth it? Is it making it difficult for other people worth it? When you stand before God, and you will, and I will, He will ask us, what have you done with what has been given to you? Do you think you'd be able to hide? Do you think you'd be able to cover up what you've done? Brothers and sisters, I'm using this example because this is the reading for today, but I just want to say in all our walks of life, whatever our job, am I being kind? Am I being honest? Am I being just? Am I being kind? I say that again because it all has to go together. Am I willing to do that? You can take a small company and make a very great company sometimes. By that kind of attitude that when people walk in, they know, they can tell when they walk in a place if it's run well and if people are kind, people who wait on you are good. You can tell the difference. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need. That's part of what we need. When will the new moon be over that we can sell our grain and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat? And when is this going to get over so we can do what we want to do and make the money we want to make? Oh, brothers and sisters, don't let money be your God. Don't let money be your God. Never. It's needed. It's healthy. It can work for the good. But don't try to just outstrip everybody else and garner everything for yourself. What you want to do is earn what is necessary for the life of your family, and then some portion, even if it's a very small portion, some portion should always go to the poor or the weak or the suffering in some way that you choose. Don't just hoard it for yourself or your family. Care for them first. Yes, absolutely care for them. Once you have done that, then take a look at yourself and say, am I trying to build up, you know, an empire here that'll live long after I die? Or am I being kind? Am I being generous? Am I being forgiving? Do I impart hope, peace, joy, gratitude? How do I live my day in the working world? Take a look at this, brothers and sisters, that reading from the prophet Amos. Take time. It's just three verses. but it can turn your life upside down. Pay attention to it. And the responsorial psalm is from Psalm 113. Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. I think many of us are going to be surprised, if we even make it to heaven, I think we're going to be surprised at how many people that I may have seen as not important or avoided in some way. We might see some people ahead of us because their motives were pure. We were the judges. Don't judge. Don't judge. You can assess a situation. You can say what you think needs to happen here, but don't condemn any person. The responsorial psalm says, praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. And he does. He does. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? Praise the Lord who lifts up the poor. He raises up the lowly from the dust, from the dunghill. He lifts up the poor to seat them with princes, with the princes of his own people. The Lord will, for people who are humble, who find it hard and difficult to make a living, but they're humble, they seek help, they do what they can, they manage to do that. Those are the people that the Lord reaches out to and helps, aids. And now we take a look at the gospel for today. Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, a rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, what is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward. The steward said to himself, what shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes. So he called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, here's your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write out one for 50. Then to another the steward said, and you, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 cores of wheat. And the steward said to him, here's your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. The person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who would trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Brothers and sisters, I was thinking as I was reading that passage, I was thinking about a time when my father had a mechanic shop, and he had different things that people could buy there as well. And this man walked in and was there, and my father was on the phone at the moment, and he said, just a minute, I'll be with you. And he went back to the phone conversation, and he saw the man go over and reach out and grab a pound of butter and grab something else. He had a couple things in his hand, and his hand was clenched tight, but very surreptitiously he was hiding them. And my father just walked away from the phone and came down on his shoulder, and he said, if you are in need, I will help you. But if you're not in need, put it back. He said the man just looked at him, put his head down, put the pound of butter back where it belonged. and the other things that he had scavenged as well. And he said to him, he said, "You don't want to live your life that way, do you?" I was so proud of my dad. He didn't condemn him right off the bat. He really taught him. And that man, he just stayed there for a few minutes. He didn't leave. He didn't feel condemned. He felt challenged. He felt corrected. But he didn't feel condemned. How do you do it? My father would have had all the reason in the world to say, "Stop, you're stealing my property." But he didn't quite do it that way. He just said, "You don't want that." I think it really had an effect on the man. I think he never came back into the store, but I think it really helped him. And so for us, brothers and sisters, if somebody steals from us and we know it right then, if it's a safe situation, just say something. "Please return to me what you just took." You can do that quietly. Somebody may slip. Somebody just may have done something offhand and not really thought very well about himself. Ask him. Ask him, "What can I do for you? If you're in real need, I'll be glad to help you. Can I help you?" See how my dad did it. And I often look back on that story and said, "My goodness, there's a way to do this, you know." And I wanted to be like my dad. I wanted to do it that way. But that was a great lesson in my life, because it's so easy if you're in need, as that man was at that moment, not badly in need, but he was in need, and he just tried to grab it and get away with it. But he apologized all over the place, and he was reconciled, and life was better again. Brothers and sisters, don't immediately judge. You can judge what the circumstances are, but you can't judge the intention necessarily. Always ask the person, "What were you doing? What were you trying to do?" Brothers and sisters, God is so good to us. He's so good to us. He is so kind to us. He is so merciful toward us. Can we not imitate him and be merciful to one another? Father Deitcher said this about this gospel passage. He wrote, "What can this mammon that enslaves your heart be? It can be material as well as spiritual goods. For example, you can have an attachment to money, to your work, or to something you are presently creating or working on. It may be an attachment even to one's own perfection. As a human being, you can choose to attach yourself to the one and only reality, the will of God." Think about that. What are you going to attach yourself to? Are you willing to enslave yourself to something? You say, "Oh, no, 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 it'll never happen." But once it works in one, it may work again. And you can find yourself into a habit that you don't want to be into. Anyone of us wants to be into. So open your heart and attach yourself to the one and the only reality, that is the will of God. Thank you, Father Deitcher, and God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.